Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
My wife and I recently returned from a two-week road trip through western Nevada and central Arizona. I pulled our fifth-wheel trailer, which allowed us the ability to stop in many interesting places to spend the night at a very reasonable cost with full RV hookups. One interesting place we spent a couple of nights was Hawthorne, Nevada, which is literally in the middle of the desert. We found out that Hawthorne, Nevada is the home of the largest Army Ordnance Depot in the world, or was at one time. Looking at the area using Google Map, you can see hundreds of bunkers throughout the area, which contain vast quantities of munitions for use by the military during wartime. The very dry climate is perfect for the storage of all types of munitions. The town is about the size of Fortuna, and most of the residents are employed by the depot, which has been there since 1929. We also spent a few days at Lake Mead and visited the Hoover Dam, which is quite an engineering feat. Once the largest dam in the world, now overshadowed by the one built a few years ago in China. Still, it is worth seeing by driving or walking over or taking advantage of a tour of the dam itself. We eventually left Nevada and ended up in Flagstaff area in central Arizona, also famous for the gateway to the Grand Canyon. We spent a day at the Grand Canyon, first at the main entrance visitor center, and then we drove 25 miles to what is called the Desert View Center of the Canyon. Both locations provide spectacular views of this wonder of the world. It is breathtaking, and if you haven't been there, you should make an effort to do so. During this trip through primarily desert, we encountered 100-degree weather, some very mild weather, the threat of snow showers in Flagstaff, and a very rainy night near Alamo, Nevada. We also encountered some very nice folks along the way and learned to appreciate other areas of our country. One evening, I was fueling up in Williams, Arizona, when a guy pulled up and began to put diesel in his truck. He looked over at me and said, "Can you believe the cost of diesel?" The price at the pump was $3.40 a gallon. I asked if he was a resident of Arizona, and he said he was. I replied that I was from California, and before I crossed the border into Nevada, I paid $4 a gallon for diesel. He shook his head and stopped complaining. The lowest I paid for diesel outside of California was $3 a gallon. Most places were around $3.15 a gallon. Another example of the higher costs to live in California and how lower the costs of things that we use on a regular basis are in neighboring states. All in all, a great trip, and look forward to seeing more of our country in the future. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.